This is the PatRay.com radio podcast show, providing busy executives and career-oriented men tips and tricks to dropping a few kilos, gaining back your youthfulness, strength, and fitness. And here's your host, executive health coach and inspirational speaker, Pat Ray.
Hi, good morning, everybody, and welcome to episode one of the PatRay.com radio podcast show. This is a new experience for me, and so, you know, bear with me. We're going to stumble along with this and see where the show takes us. So I figured today we're going to talk about probably the most important thing when it comes to making a lifestyle change, and that is finding your reason why. So let me ask you this for a moment. If you could change one thing about your current physical or mental health in the next 7 days, what would it be? You know, perhaps you'd like to lose a few kilos here and there, or even you just want to drop your blood pressure, or maybe you'd like to relax and de-stress a little, or even you want to smoke a little less, or even give up. Perhaps you want to have something like maybe just a good night's sleep, for example, or simply get through a typical day without having to survive from one life crisis to the next, without either a sugary hit or a caffeine kick. Now look, if this sounds like you, then you're definitely not alone. And in fact, I used to be just like that as well. You see, I was a little overweight. I was stressed from life's typical hassles. Look, my blood pressure was through the roof to the extent that I was even medicated at an early age. And I used to survive on sugary hits and caffeine kicks to get me through the day. But then I made two life changes. Now, those two changes are not that big a deal, but my reason why is. So if I could show you those two simple changes that I made to improve my health and well-being, and my reason why, would you make those same changes to your life? Now, before I tell you what I did, you need to understand my why. So let me paint you a picture. I'm 21 years of age. I think I'm fit, strong, and healthy. And I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, which is something that my cardiologist put down to my genetics. And he was right to a certain extent, but wrong in how to deal with it. So fast forward a few years, and by 30, I was on medication and told that I would be stuck on this medication for the rest of my life. Now, I wasn't happy with this at all. And so I set off on a journey of self-discovery, and what I learned will stun or even shock you, but hey, look, that's for another day. So fast forward 20 years, and now my blood pressure is normal. In fact, I'm medication free. I sleep like a baby. I wake up fully energized every single day without an alarm clock. I'm muscular, fit, and strong, and my body fat levels hover around the 12 to 15% mark. So what did I do? Well, it was pretty simple, really. I cut out most forms of processed sugar. I added back all the saturated fats that the doctors told me to remove. I went back to lifting heavy weights. And the funny thing is, those same doctors, they told me to stop that as well and told me to take up running to lose weight, which resulted in two knee operations from worn out cartilages. But again, what I did isn't really important, and it's not the topic of this podcast. What is the topic of this podcast, and what you need to understand whenever you're starting yourself on a journey, is your reason why. So, as I tell you this story, I'm 2 years shy of my 50th birthday. 7 years ago, I made a huge realization. My youngest daughter was born, and I suddenly discovered that I would be 75 at her wedding. Meaning, if I didn't change something, I wouldn't be around to see her get married. Or if I was, I wouldn't be healthy enough to walk her down the aisle. Now, it was at that moment that I found my reason why. And it's so strong that it wills me to making healthy food choices. It drives me to train when others my age are out drinking. It drives me to go to bed at a reasonable hour instead of working late staring at an LED screen. It drives me to lie on the floor and stretch when I'm stressed from a hard day at work. Every single day, I'm reminded of my why, which, when the going gets tough, it's the reason why I'm able to keep doing what it is that I do to live a long and healthy life. Only an idiot keeps doing the same things over and over again, expecting a different outcome. So the key to this podcast and this episode is this. If you want to make some changes in your life, it's really not important what it is you do. Whether you start exercising, or whether you make some changes to your diet, or whatever, the key to sticking to any change that you do is to find your reason why. My name's Pat Ray. I'm a personal trainer, a lifestyle coach, massage therapist, motivational speaker, and author and presenter. I own a boutique PT studio in Brisbane and an online health and fitness program. You can find out more about me and my two websites, prpt.com.au and patray.com. That's the first of my podcast episodes for this week. You take care and we'll post another one in 7 days. Until then, guys, bye for now.